The SEC and CFTC just signed an MOU that ends a decade of crypto regulatory infighting. The SEC and CFTC signed a Memorandum of Understanding on March 11, 2026, formally coordinating their approach to crypto regulation across six priority areas. The agreement launches a joint harmonization initiative co-led by Robert Tepley from the SEC and Megan Tente from the CFTC. It is the most concrete step the two agencies have taken to resolve a jurisdictional conflict that has defined U.S. crypto policy for over a decade. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins called regulatory turf wars something that stifled innovation and pushed companies overseas. CFTC Chairman Michael Selig framed the MOU as part of building a golden age of American finance. Both agencies are moving forward without waiting for Congress to pass the stalled Clarity Act, which has been mired in disputes over stablecoin yield provisions. Bitcoin was trading at $7,258 as of March 12, 2026, up 0.3% over the past 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 27, fear, suggesting the broader market is not yet priced in the regulatory shift. Six priority areas, one shared desk. The MOU covers six specific domains where the SEC and CFTC will coordinate: product definitions, joint interpretations and rulemakings to clarify which crypto assets are securities and which are commodities, clearing and collateral, modernizing margin frameworks that were designed for agricultural futures, not digital assets, duly registered entities, reducing friction for exchanges and intermediaries that answer to both agencies, crypto-specific rules, building fit-for-purpose regulation for digital assets and emerging technologies rather than forcing them into existing categories. Reporting, streamlining trade data, fund, and intermediary reporting across both agencies. Enforcement coordination, joint examinations, risk monitoring, and market surveillance. The last point matters most in practice. For years, crypto firms faced separate investigations from both agencies over the same activity. The SEC sued Coinbase for operating as an unregistered exchange, while the CFTC pursued its own actions against other platforms for similar conduct. Coordinated enforcement means companies should face one coherent set of rules rather than contradictory demands from two separate regulators. Perpetual futures and DeFi guidance are weeks away. The MOU is not the only thing moving. CFTC Chairman Selig announced in early March that the agency is working towards getting professional futures, true professional futures, here in the U.S. within the next month or so. Perpetual futures, the dominant crypto derivative product globally, have operated in a regulatory gray area that pushed nearly all trading volume to offshore venues like Binance and Bybit. Selig also directed staff to clarify registration requirements for developers of non-custodial software systems, like digital wallets and decentralized finance applications. This addresses the question that has hung over DeFi since the Tornado Cash enforcement. Does writing code that facilitates trading trigger the same obligations as running an exchange? The answer Selig appears to be steering toward is no. His language about finding the minimum effective dose of regulation and granting innovation exceptions suggests the CFTC will draw a line between protocol developers and active intermediaries. Prediction markets are also on the agenda. The CFTC plans to issue guidance with very clear standards on how event contracts can be listed and traded, a direct response to the growth of platforms like Polymarket. Why 10 years of infighting cost the industry? The SEC-CFTC turf war was not abstract. It had measurable consequences. The number of futures commission merchants, the intermediaries that connect traders to regulated derivatives markets, fell from roughly 90 in 2007 to fewer than 50 by 2026. Selig attributed the decline partly to Dodd-Frank implementation, becoming an autoimmune response that over time began to do more harm. For crypto specifically, the jurisdictional ambiguity meant that any token could be simultaneously a security, SEC jurisdiction, and a commodity, CFTC jurisdiction, depending on which agency you asked. Ethereum was the most prominent example. The SEC spent years refusing to confirm whether ETH was a security, while the CFTC approved ETH futures trading as if it were a commodity. This ambiguity pushed exchanges, issuers, and DeFi protocols offshore. Selig said it directly. The prior administration drove a lot of these firms and the liquidity offshore. The MOU is framed as corrective, pulling that infrastructure back to the U.S. by making the rules predictable. What changes for crypto holders and card users? The practical impact unfolds in stages, short-term, weeks to months. Perpetual futures guidance will let U.S.-based exchanges like Kraken and Coinbase offer products that have been restricted to offshore competitors. This should tighten spreads and improve liquidity for U.S. traders. Medium term, 2026. Clearer product definitions will reduce the legal risk that has kept institutional capital on the sidelines. When a firm knows whether its token is a security or commodity before launch, it can structure compliance from day one rather than building first and hoping the SEC does not come calling. For crypto card users, the MOU's focus on modernizing clearing and collateral frameworks could eventually affect how stablecoin-backed cards process transactions. Stablecoins sit at the intersection of both agencies' mandates. A unified framework would reduce the compliance burden on card issuers that use USDC or USDT as their settlement layer, potentially lowering the hidden fees that get passed to cardholders. The Clarity Act is still stalled, and that might not matter. Congress has been working on comprehensive crypto legislation for years. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act would formally assign jurisdiction: securities to the SEC, commodities to the CFTC. But the bill hit a wall when major exchanges, including Coinbase, withdrew support over stablecoin yield provisions that would restrict interest payments on stablecoin deposits. The Senate Agriculture Committee advanced its portion on a party-line vote of 12-11, hardly the bipartisan consensus needed to survive a floor vote. Atkins acknowledged the gap. In the long term, it is better to have legislation. We can make do with our authority. The MOU is the make-do option. Both agencies are building the operational infrastructure for coordinated regulation, regardless of whether Congress acts. This approach carries risk. Agency guidance can be reversed by future administrations. A rule issued by executive action does not carry the same weight as a statute. But for the crypto industry in 2026, imperfect clarity now beats perfect legislation in 2028.